Like a, right, John, how are the herpes doing? You need more Valtrex? Sarah, how's that yeast infection doing? You got that cottage cheese coming out there still?
Good morning and welcome to Pete Nero's podcast, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. Good morning. How you guys doing? Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for being fans. Thanks for enjoying our podcast. You can always contact us to let us know how amazing we're doing. Let us know how crap we're doing. Tell us how much you love being fans. You can contact us on Twitter, at Real Pete Nero. And this morning we have a short little podcast. We have our best friend, our reoccurring, sounds like a rash. Our best guest, Bruno Mutande over here.
Hello! Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Good, good. How's it going this morning? Everything cool at the market?
Oh, yeah, the market is great. And you know what? We have a great time at the market.
Well, that's great. So you have a successful market in Greater Toronto area, and you have a lot of people coming over. A lot of it's very popular. It's a great market. You have a market. You have a pastry shop. You have an espresso bar. You have a whole bunch of things over there now. It's becoming like a little, almost like a little club.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And you know what? I took your advice, like you said before, because in Toronto, well, everywhere, everybody is, markets and food store and cafe. Everybody has like an open mic.
Yeah, open mic. There, you know, everywhere you go now, there's open mic in cafes and, coffee shops, bakeries, restaurants. Hell, I think I even saw in a barber shop once. But, you know, poetry open mic, comedy open mic, stories. You got singers, performers.
Yeah, everybody is. Yeah, so you know what? I took your advice because you said, you know, let's have a little corner in the store because we have a little bit of room. We got a summer chair. We got a summer table because the summertime, you know, people come in. We have the beautiful espresso and the pastry bar. You can sit there and have a coffee. You have a cornetto. You have a summer thing over there.
Yeah, and it works out great. I mean, you know, people come in there sometimes just to have a coffee in the morning and have a pastry, have a croissant. Pastries, croissant. It's a cornetto, is a croissant.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, you know, sometimes my English is not too bad. You know, it's not too something good.
Yeah, you're doing amazing. So, yeah, we gave you some advice to maybe try people in the area, in the neighborhood, if they want to do an open mic at your place, and then you'll have a little bit of talent coming in. You'll have a little bit of, a little bit of entertainment to entertain people shopping, entertain people sitting there having coffee. You get kind of a little name for yourself, and, you know, you become like a hot little place besides everything else that you already do, besides,
It's a great idea. I agree with you, and I did that. I put a little in the corner, right the corner by the window there. I put a little stage, you know, like a little platform there, and a little speaker and a microphone, and have a little stool, just like a comedy club. You know how it goes, Pete.
Yeah, I've done a few comedy clubs already, and it's great. And but I haven't had a chance to do an act in your place yet, but you had you found an amateur comedian.
Amateur comedian, yeah, more like a fuckhead.
Oh, what happened?
You know, my sister's son, my nephew, basically. He, he's a young guy. He thinks he's a funny and, whatever, so he's a take a comedy course, and he tried to be funny, and I said, okay, you know, come over and do a little act in the store over there.
Yeah, your nephew came over and did an act, and he did an open mic over there during business hours, right?
Yeah, but Not tend to work out too much.
It didn't work out too much? Why? He wasn't... How was the performance, basically?
It was a shit. It sucked.
He was doing comedy?
He was trying to do a fucking comedy, but...
Well, he wasn't any good?
No, he sucked. First of all, he's... you know, he think he's a king of shit. He think he's gonna go up there like, you know, like Lenny Bruce or Richard Pryor. You know, I love to use a bad language. I love to swear. I love to say it like it is. But this guy, oh my God, he sound like a fucking Scarface up there.
He sound like Scarface.
Oh my God, fuck this, fuck that, fuck. I mean, I said, listen, man. I don't want to censor you, but do you have any fucking jokes? Or are you just sitting up here and swear?
He is doing like a no material shock joke. Shock show, not shock. It's too early in the morning. I'm still having my coffee. I can't even fucking speak yet.
That's okay. No problem. I'm at the same thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, he goes up there and the people start to come in the morning to have a coffee and they go do a little bit of shopping. Okay, fine. So, and he's sitting over there. First of all, he's screaming inside the microphone and you get that feedback. And
I love what you do.
But, you know, so, and then he's swearing. Okay, fine, swearing. But he's making fun of the people who come in. He's just saying, hey, fuck you, old lady, you old, you can walk, you have a big, flabby, wrinkly tits. I mean, he's being an asshole. People walk in, he's a swear, and he's insulting everybody.
He was just swearing and insulting her? Big, wrinkly tits?
Yeah, so some people get pissed off. They come up to me and say, Bruno, you know, I appreciate you try to make a little bit... entertainment to hear what to do, whatever, but who's the guy on the stage?
Yeah, they were complaining.
And I said, yeah, well, he's my nephew. He's an amateur comedian, but, you know, he's still new. He's still learning how to do it, and I'm sorry. He's just trying to be funny, not take it personal.
He was just insulting everybody and swearing.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it was enough funny. I still know here. A funny joke from the guy, and then he swear too much, and then he's making fun of everybody. So, I mean, like, you know, hey, old man, you look like a fucking asshole, or, you know, hey, old lady. And then sometime, people walk in with the kids, and that's even a bigger problem, because this guy is over there, he's swearing, he's making fun of everybody, you know.
Yeah, that's not a great idea. And if you're going to have a place of business like that during working hours and people walk in with kids and whatever, you can have an open mic, but you might need someone who's more, you know, like more of a PG show, someone who doesn't swear, not too much adult humor and adult language, but you need someone who's more, you know, general friendly, right?
Yeah, but first of all, I would be grateful if he even told one fucking joke. Because nothing he's saying is funny. He's just a son of a bitch.
But isn't he your sister's son?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. But I don't think I'm going to use him no more. Why don't you come over and do something?
Well, you know what? I was going to do that, actually, because I appreciate you've been sponsoring me for a while. And I haven't had the chance to do that yet. And I just, even myself, I'm just starting off, you know, two or three comedy clubs, you know, I'm still starting out with this stuff, right? But I mean, I would love to do a couple sets at your place, and I would kind of take it easy, you know, and see how it goes.
Well, because anything is better than this fucking son of a bitch, because I think, you know, he's my nephew, he's my sister's son, but I think I'm going to break his fucking head soon if...
Well, don't use them anymore for your open mic, because it's gonna look bad. It's gonna be bad for the place. You might even actually lose customers.
That's the problem. So you know what? Fuck him, and fuck his mom too, even though she's my sister. But you know what? Why don't you let me know? And we're going to set something up. And you're going to come over. And you're going to do your magic, your Pete De Niro magic on the stage. And we see how it goes.
All right. Sounds pretty good. You know what? Let me know. And right now I'm wrapping up some personal thing I'm doing. But let me know how it goes. And I think we'll do an open mic sometime. And, you know, I'd love to come over there and see how it goes.
Yeah, I think you're amazing. You know, I just let him do it first because, you know, he's a family. He's my sister's a son. But he sucks. He sucks a cock as a comedian.
Oh, my God. I'm starting to wonder where he gets the bad language from. Anyway, thank you very much for chatting with us this morning, Bruno. And I'll definitely come and do a set at your market. And thank you, fans out there in podcast land and Twitter land and Facebook land and Instagram land. And as usual, I love my fans, love my followers. Let us know how you're doing at Real Pete Nero on Twitter. Thank you.